This is Akashvani, the news read by Subhadra Ramachandran. Aircraft Accident Investigation Bureau has initiated formal investigation into Air India plane crash in Ahmedabad. Civil Aviation Minister Ram Mohan Naidu said that the investigation will be done in line with international protocols set by the International Civil Aviation Organization. The minister informed that the government is constituting a high-level committee comprising experts from multiple disciplines to examine the matter in detail. Earlier, Air India has confirmed that 241 people on board its London-bound flight were killed when the aircraft crashed shortly after takeoff from the Ahmedabad airport yesterday. The Boeing 787-8 aircraft was carrying 242 passengers and crew members. According to Air India, 169 were Indian nationals, 53 British nationals, 7 Portuguese nationals and 1 Canadian national. The other 12 people on board were 2 pilots and 10 crew members. The dead included several people on the ground. Former Gujarat Chief Minister and BJP leader Vijay Rupani was among the dead. One passenger identified as Vishwas Kumar Ramesh survived the air crash. Aircraft maker Boeing said in a statement that it is in contact with Air India and stands ready to offer any support to the Tata-owned airline. Meanwhile, Tata Group Chairman N. Chandrasekaran has announced that the company will provide 1 crore rupees to the families of each person who lost their life in the tragic crash. He also said that Tata Group will cover the medical expenses of those who were injured and ensure they receive full care and support. He added that the Tata Group will also help build a new hostel at BJ Medical College as part of its support efforts. Union Home Minister Amit Shah visited Ahmedabad hours after the plane crashed yesterday. Speaking to media, Mr. Shah said that the entire nation is shocked by the unfortunate incident and all citizens of the country stand in solidarity with the families who have lost their loved ones in this tragedy.
घटना से पूरा देश शुभ्ध है और पूरा देश एक साथ पूर्ण संवेदनाओं के साथ ये जो दुर्भाग्यपूर्ण हादसे में पैसेंजर हताहत हुए हैं इनके परिजनों के साथ खड़ा है। सबसे पहले मैं भारत सरकार, गुजरात सरकार, प्रधानमंत्री जी, जो लोग हताहत हुए हैं, इनके परिजनों के प्रति गहरी संवेदना व्यक्त करता हूँ।
Prime Minister Narendra Modi has reached Ahmedabad in the wake of the deadly Air India aircraft crash in the city. Earlier yesterday, Home Minister Amit Shah and Union Civil Aviation Minister Ram Mohan Naidu Kinjarappu took stock of the situation in Ahmedabad. The National Investigation Agency, NIA, has conducted searches at multiple locations in Punjab and Haryana related to the Babar Khalsa International Terror Organization in connection with the Amritsar Police post-grenade attack case. In a statement, the NIA informed that a total of 15 locations were searched across Amritsar, Tarantaran, Firozpur, Pathankot, Kapurthala and Rupnagar districts in Punjab as well as in Sirsa, Haryana yesterday. During the searches, several incriminating materials including mobile phones, digital devices and documents were seized. These are being examined for further clues related to the BKI terror syndicate. Minister of External Affairs, MEA, has urged Indian nationals to take suitable safety precautions amid protests in Los Angeles, United States. While responding to a question about the situation in Los Angeles, MEA spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said that the Indian consulate in San Francisco is closely monitoring the situation.
We are aware of the developments and, as you are aware, that we take the safety, security and welfare of our citizens abroad with utmost seriousness. The LA region and California in general, it is home to a large community of Indians. We advise all Indian nationals in the region to take suitable safety precautions. Our consulate in San Francisco is closely monitoring the situation and also remains in close touch with our community members for their welfare.
Israeli Air Force conducted airstrikes on Iran last night. Explosions were heard across Iranian capital Tehran. Israeli Defense Minister Israel Katz said his country targeted Iranian nuclear and military sites. Iran's Revolutionary Guards headquarters in Tehran has been hit in the Israeli attacks. Revolutionary Guards Chief Hussein Salami has been killed in the strike. He is among several senior leaders who have died in the attack. Fariduddin Abbasi, the former head of the Atomic Energy Organization, has also been killed. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said the attack struck at the heart of Iran's nuclear enrichment program and will continue for as many days as it takes. And that is the end of this news bulletin.